Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, this is prime time right here, Money FM 89.3. Well, employees expect businesses to provide access to the right tools to be able to work remotely at any time on just about every device that you can imagine. According to IDC, 72% of employees will be working remotely by 2020. And escalating reports about the COVID-19 have been alarming as well, forcing the world to take a pause. It has quickly become a global disruptor, affecting people, businesses and economies all over the world. Health and safety has become the number one focus for many people. But with that, it's become more critical than ever for businesses to be able to support remote working for their employees, along with the ability to seamlessly and instantly collaborate within their teams. Given the new work paradigm, we speak to Sammy Amos, who is Managing Director of ASEAN at Avaya, on the solutions to maintain seamless transition from office to home. Well, Sammy, firstly, what do we need to expect for those of us who are working from home?
I think the first thing that most people are going to feel, which might be surprising, is the lack of human interaction. And we just found that based on our experience with our customers, people just really feel lonely when they're working alone from home. That actually is something that people should prepare for, but it's also there are other aspects. Surprisingly, we found that employees who work from home actually tend to become a bit more productive. There's no chatter, there's no disruptions, people can focus, there's no commute, there's no long lunch breaks. So there's several things that are quite surprising when people start working from home.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the preparedness measures that their businesses should take for remote working?
Well, I think the first thing that businesses should realize is working remotely doesn't necessarily mean a loss in production. As I mentioned, a lot of employees actually become more productive. But after getting over the idea of trusting your employees and making sure that they're going to do their jobs, I think it's important to think about the infrastructure that companies provide for those employees. So, do we have enough bandwidth for remote workers? Do we have the right VPN and central border controller infrastructure? These things, most companies actually have that infrastructure, but it's designed for 10, 15, 20% remote working. But now we're looking at 80, 90, or maybe 100% remote working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Things need to be taken into account. Well, another thing that a lot of companies miss is the idea that not all work can actually become remote. So there needs to be some sort of planning that to account for the work that can't be shifted offsite. Things like medicine come to mind, things like people who have to work with actual supply chain, shipping, things like that. There needs to be striking the right balance between people who can work remotely and people who need to stay in the office.
Well, Sammy, to be fair, I mean, quite a number of my friends are working from home during this period because of the COVID-19. And I was talking to some of them, and some of them were saying that they require a certain degree of discipline at home as well from them. Otherwise, yeah, it can be frustrating. And what can employees do to kind of increase their own productivity?
So our company has provided flexible working for many, many years. It's because we sell the technology, we actually take advantage of it. And we found that the most important thing is to actually start with communicating what's going on with your family. A lot of disruption and frustration can come from those who work around you. So communicating to your spouse and to your children that, I'm actually working from home. I'm working. I can't just, hop off and help with the kitchen or whatever if I'm needed. After that, those boundaries are set, it's also important to physically assign an area in your house that is your office. It could be a whole room if you can afford it. If not, it could be a corner. It could be an area in the house that is your office. You sit there and you dedicate yourself to work while you're doing it. Setting a structure is important. So waking up at the same time you usually wake up, changing into work clothing, making sure that you maintain the same structure, taking breaks at the same time you would at the office. And also something simple. I mentioned earlier that there's more efficiency because people tend to not have those chats interruptions. But sometimes you just need to pick up the phone and call one of your colleagues, not necessarily to talk about work, but just to shoot the breeze, if you will.
Okay. Are there any tools and technologies that organizations can equip their workers with to kind of empower them in remote working?
Absolutely. We provide the technology. We do video and collaboration tools. In fact, one of the things that we suffer from in the office is that people sitting in the same physical office will tend to just jump on a web or a video conference versus walking to a meeting room and having a meeting because it's convenient and it's easier. So the technology has always been there. I think the two challenges that companies will face are some technologies do not provide external access. So even though you might have something that is digital that's based on a computer, you might not be able to accident outside the office, that is predominantly solved using things like VPN and other remote technologies, but also tools that we provide, video conferencing, web collaboration. Again, companies have been somewhat slow in adopting it. In those environments where coming to the office is the norm, video conferencing has always been option B or option C, whereas now it's becoming option A. So that's what we're seeing. Small detail that's sometimes forgotten is the accessories that come with remote working. Good headsets, good video cameras for conferencing instead of using the built-in device in the laptop, a good speaker, and also having good ergonomics, a comfortable chair, and an environment where staff can spend long hours sitting in the same place.
And how can large-scale work-from-home measures open up more avenues for the future of work? I mean, to be inclusive to professionals with different needs?
That's actually a great question. That's one area where we've seen good adoption historically, and I think more companies are going to start to see it. Despite people with access challenges being welcome to the workforce, especially in a place like Singapore, I think the reality is not all physical environments cater to those employees, and allowing for remote work will allow people who are physically challenged to work in those environments, but also people who might be uncomfortable due to their appearance or due to any sort of situation that they can't work in. And there's also a subset of what we call underemployed staff. So those people who have some free time on their hands but can't take on a full-time job. Think of stay-at-home parents or people who are staying at home taking care of their parents or the elderly. They might have 3 or 4 hours where they can just do a part-time job. It can be things like translation, call center work, any sort of job that can be done remotely for a limited period of time where you can still do the job, get some income, remain active in the workforce, but also do your personal commitments to your family.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Sammy Amos, Managing Director ASEAN at Avaya, right here on Money FM 89.3. Well, Sammy, what are some of the solutions that have become particularly pertinent in COVID-19 times as businesses seek to maintain continuity and a seamless transition to remote working?
The idea of planning for BCP is something that caught off some companies off guard, where there was no process, that it was all done ad hoc. I think most companies in Singapore have caught up now and have some sort of process. And as I mentioned earlier, just any tool that can allow people to work remotely, video conferencing is very important. We find that it just seeing someone face-to-face adds more value to the conversation. You can read some of their facial expressions. You feel closer. You feel that you can see the person in front of you. Remote collaboration tools allow you to share content and do the equivalent of whiteboarding in a digital environment. And we also have, especially for contact centers that have lots and lots of employees, we also find that companies are coming to us for what we call remote agents, where the agents can work anywhere in the world and be able to answer calls. As people are restricted to staying at home and not being able to visit branches or go physically to different locations where they need to do their business, we find that the traffic towards contact centers, digital channels, will grow, and that means a growth in the contact center. So it's a double whammy. Mm-hmm. Forced to work from home and also increase traffic to the demands on a contact center.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us, Sammy. What were some of Avaya's regional efforts in terms of both direct and indirect responses to the COVID-19 situation?
We're a global company and we have a big operation in China, and that's actually where we first started getting inklings of the seriousness of the situation. Naturally, some of the first environments or industries that came to us were actually healthcare. So in China, the first thing we did, the first customer we helped was actually a hospital where we set up a telemedicine unit. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, imagine like a trolley that you find in hospitals that has the blood pressure device and the ECG and what have you. Mm-hmm. But this one has a camera and a screen on it. Mm-hmm. And it just allows doctors to do telemedicine and check patients. And the second wave came from airlines. Those people who were trying to change their flights, they needed help with remote agents, and they weren't really prepared for it. So we helped with technology, we helped with consulting, the things that we discussed in today's call. As this spread globally, we introduced a more structured approach. We actually have 3 kinds of offers that help our customers. They're all free of charge for the first 90 days. And the first one is to allow for remote conferencing. So this is something that anyone can sign up for and you can start using immediately. Another set is to allow for remote workers. So if you're an Avaya customer, you use our technology, but you have to make sure your staff work from home. We have licenses for that. And then finally, the set of remote agents who now can no longer work on your prem. You need to have them working somewhere else. We're offering 90 days free licenses for all those workers. So we're trying to work with our customers. We're not trying to take advantage of the situation, but we're trying to enable them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sammy, I mean, Microsoft has seen a 500% increase in usage of its collaboration platform, Teams. I mean, it's also seen an increase in the use of conferencing facilities and remote working systems among its employees. factories in China and obviously elsewhere. I mean, companies are also using Skype and Zoom, among other facilities, to kind of work remotely. Do you believe this is a good time for businesses to kind of make the right IT investments?
You know, there's a saying, the saying is the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, but the second best time is today. Uh-huh. So if companies have the infrastructure, more power to them. They might have to make some adjustments and maybe get some extra capacity. If they don't, this is absolutely 100% the time to do it. That collaboration tool that I mentioned earlier, for example, is something that we provide. It's based on cloud technology, so it can be accessed anywhere. You don't need any VPN or anything like that. It is charged on basis usage, so you just use it when you need it, and when you're not, you need to get anymore, you just turn it off. You only charge as you use, and it's all based on a browser, so you don't need to install any software on your PC to use it. So it is absolutely the right time to invest in telecommuting software, teleconferencing software, video conferencing, remote agents. And in all honesty, this is not going to go away in the next 1 or 2 months, so I think companies need to consider the longer term implication of this the situation.
Mm-hmm. And all over the world, our work at home solutions have been implemented to ensure business continuity and flexibility. So will blended work environments be here to stay and be the future of work?
You know, I think so. And the reason I think there's going to be a more permanent change is an example that is actually the telemedicine example I mentioned earlier. The technology to do telemedicine has always been around. Not always, but at least for the last 3 or 4 years, everyone has a mobile phone in their pocket. They all have 3G or 4G, and you can do telemedicine very easily. There has been hesitation because people just socially did not accept to see the doctor on their phone. They wanted to go to a clinic and have an interaction with a doctor and return a prescription. What the situation in China has done is forced people who are in lockdown to actually use this technology. And after using it, they found that it works just as well as seeing the doctor in a clinic. They can get the prescription done on their phone. They can get it delivered to their house. It's proven to be a lot more convenient and functional. I think the same is going to happen for people or companies that have not experimented with remote working before. As staff spread out, companies will find that their productivity has not been impacted. In fact, staff are happier because they don't have to commute. It's more flexible for them. And eventually, in the longer term, we find that even cost of things like infrastructure, real estate will go down as companies don't need as much space if their staff just work from home for most of the time. Mm-hmm. I do feel that this change is going to be a bit more permanent, especially as working from home stretches. Especially, I mean, we just heard in Singapore that now it's almost mandatory to work from home. So I think the impact is going to be long term.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Amos, Managing Director of ASEAN at Avaya, right here, Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time, Sammy.
Thank you for your doors, Bernard. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.